Illinois lawmakers and Governor Bruce Rauner have agreed to restore about $97 million that had been cut from K-12 schools for the final few months of the fiscal year. Some school districts in West Central Illinois will benefit, but it may not make much difference. The Illinois State Board of Education advised lawmakers to help those school districts that are in greatest financial need. Galesburg schools would now lose around $98,000 instead of $375,000. The district will still lose money. Superintendent Bart Arthur says if funding cuts continue, the district will be on the brink of financial crisis.
Yeah, we're in a point now where we've got about 3 years left of operating money, and then we'd have to probably look at doing something different. Close our doors.
Or something different could be a hike in property taxes to raise revenue, but he believes that could be difficult to accomplish. Arthur says the district has been trimming costs over the last few years, and he's unsure where further cuts could come from. The Monmouth-Roseville School District was on track to lose about $164,000 before the state stepped in. The district will instead be down $43,000. That's about what it costs to pay one full-time teacher salary and benefits. Superintendent Ed Fletcher says the district also needs to find alternative forms of revenue because it cannot cut enough to keep up with reductions in state aid.
I think at this stage, our Board of Education feels very strongly that what we are offering is what we are going to offer, and we would issue working cash bonds to provide a quality education to the kids.
Fletcher says the district has the power to issue working cash bonds to cover day-to-day expenses. Taxpayers would ultimately be responsible to pay them back. Macomb was one school district that did not qualify for a break from the state. Instead, the district will lose about $122,000. Superintendent Patrick Toomey says he's glad Macomb is not considered to be in bad financial shape, but he says last-minute end-of-the-year cuts make it more difficult to budget as they come after the deadline to lay off teachers. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.